listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio, where the host's mind is in excellent used condition and his shortcomings significantly not as described. Here's Griff.
And we're glad you could join us for this edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is January 28th, 2014. If you're listening via the archives, this is show number 540. On today's show, we're going to get the lowdown on the USPS rate changes that just went into effect. We're going to explore the eBay for Business blog and discover some cool new search and research tools. Oh, that. And we'll get some top-rated seller tips from two, count them, two top-rated sellers. And we'll be taking your calls, as we do every week. But first, let's traipse over to the eBay Radio News, brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales.
The Grammys, About Me page, and movie props all feature in today's eBay Radio News for January 28th, 2014. I'm Lee. As announced last year, beginning June 2, 2014, About Me pages will no longer be available. And as of February 17th, that's coming up, creation of new and editing of existing About Me pages will be ended. So if you've yet to complete your new eBay profile, now is the time to do it. You can access your eBay profile by clicking on your username that appears in the top left-hand corner of your homepage, then clicking on your user ID that appears in the first section of the drop-down menu. You can learn more about completing your profile as well as everything the page has to offer on the eBay announcement board. Did you watch the Grammys, Griff?
No, I didn't.
Well, you wouldn't know anyone. You wouldn't know anybody on those Grammys.
I think I knew some of those people. I'm just not interested in them. Not interested in them anymore.
Well, the 56th annual Grammy Awards were held in Los Angeles on Sunday night, and record of the year was Get Lucky by Daft Punk. They won Album of the Year as well, and just in case you never heard of them, rest assuredly knowing that only 10 trophies were doled out on television. The other 72 awards were given out in 2 hours preceding the event. And a lot of legacy acts won plenty of those prizes. Led Zeppelin won Best Rock Album for Celebration Day, which, by the way, was a live album recorded in 2007. Black Sabbath won the Best Metal Album for their album 13. Newcomer Casey Musgrave's debut album, Same Trailer, Different Park, trumped Taylor Swift's Red for Country Album of the Year. Lots of newly listed Grammy memorabilia available on eBay, including several programs and lots of other interesting bounty. And as we continue with more showbiz news, there are 11 insane movie props you can buy right now on eBay, as told by a news magazine in the UK. Arnold Schwarzenegger's prop head from Total Recall, poker chips from Ocean's 11, an oar from Titanic, T-1000 shirt from Terminator 2 Judgment Day, Jeff Goldblum's feet from The Fly, the saw from the movie Saw, General Kitana's sword from Highlander 2, The Quickening, Peter Pan costume from Hook, Charlie Bucket's scrumdiddlyumptious Wonka bar from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, 1970 Chevrolet Nova from Death Proof, and this one already sold, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Velociraptor.
Yeah.
Velociraptor cage.
Velociraptor.
Velociraptor, thank you, from Jurassic Park.
What's the matter? Are you old or something?
Sold for $99,000. $99,000. The cage.
The cage.
Yeah, only on eBay. And one of the rarest old-school Nintendo game cartridges, and I do want you to look, you listening, and Griff, I do want you to go to this item number.
Hold on.
Because I want you to see what that $99,000 Nintendo game that you've heard about over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, I read about that. It's very nondescript.
You need to see it. I'm doing this for a reason. It's 2213-5700-6206. Again, 2213-5700-6206. 6206. Back in 1990, only 116 copies of the game cartridge Nintendo World Championships were manufactured. It was as competition prizes for that year. None were ever made available again for general sale. The label on the game cartridge is torn, and Mario has been written on what's left of the label's remains in ballpoint pen, which experts thought would drive down the price of the already rare and expensive game. But despite the blemish, the cartridge sold for $99,000.
That item number is taking me to something different.
Oh.
An Easy Tank Megatron Movie Chronicle.
Oh, no.
Can you read it again? Maybe I typed it wrong.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I want to see it.
2213.
2213.
5700.
5700.
6206.
Oh.
Did it come up?
I put 76 at the end.
Well, you silly boy.
I'm so sorry. Now it's come up. Jeez.
See, it looks like an old piece of crap, doesn't it?
If you saw it in a box, you'd just walk right
exactly,
by it.
Exactly, and that's why I brought it up.
Yikes.
No matter what it looks like, even if it looks like it's been torn to heck, you need to find out what's on it.
Yeah.
This person got $99,000 for that. And it was not in good, you know, I mean, look at it.
Yikes.
You know, there's no label, there's no nothing
on
it.
It says Mario in pen.
And by the way, Mario was only part of it. There were more than one games on
that. So, guys, keep your eyes out when you're going out there a thrifting or a state sailing or a tag sailing.
Or an atticing, maybe in your attic.
You can do all these. Atticing, you put a little hyphen at the end and take the G off.
Sure.
Keep your eyes out for stuff like this.
You never know.
You could send your kids to college. Well, maybe one of them.
Community college. $99,000 nowadays.
Which, if the TV show Community is any indication, perhaps you don't want to send your kids to community college.
And that's eBay Radio News for January 28th, 2014, brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grift.
All right, here we go. You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
Boston accent on. This segment was brought to you by Smart Gallery from PageMage. Cross-sell exactly what you want. Boston accent off. It's going to be such an exciting show.
It is.
We have Kelly Dickey, who I love. She's the shipping manager. And she's bringing our good friend from USPS, the account manager for eBay, Nick Coleman. Nick's been on the show. He's very forthcoming. He's going to talk about
that. He's with USPS.
He's with USPS. Yes. Sorry, did I say UPS?
I don't know what you said.
Well, USPS. You know me.
Yes, I do.
I'm old and getting older.
Oh, yes.
Nick's always helpful when he comes on the show. I always look forward to seeing him. And then one of my colleagues up in and the marketplaces groups, Jeremy Hainline, is going to talk about the eBay for Business blog.
Which is coming across with a lot of interesting stuff.
Yeah, some of it's mine. I don't know if you noticed.
Stop this man.
Okay, sorry. Jake Becker, he's the owner of WatchCount.com, is going to talk about popular search tools. And then two sellers, one who I'm not familiar with, but waiting to meet, and that's Sarah Graham. She's going to talk about what you should know when selling clothing on eBay. Boy, there's a lot to know, too, about selling apparel. And then Paul Apollonia, I know he's an education specialist. I know Paul from Facebook, and he's a top-rated seller. And he's going to talk about tips from an all-around eBay pro. And Paul really is a business person, because I think he's also a successful real estate agent as well.
And he's got, like, Betsy's calling him the triple crown of eBay sellers. He also started a sellers group.
Yeah, these people, I don't know where they get the time. I think about what they do, and I have to lie down on my fainting couch. I get the vapors.
Well, everybody that I have spoken to who has started a sellers group who has become active in their local sellers group has become more successful on eBay, and it makes sense because you're networking with other people.
You know, a little while ago when it came out, I got Stephanie Ng's new book.
Uh-huh.
about meetups, about, you know, because she's one of the original, if not the original, eBay meetup group starter. And you can find her book. I hope it's on eBay. I know it's on those other
the
sites.
The A word.
And if you look, search for Meetup Organizer Step-by-Step Success Guide. I read through it in detail last night, and it's really good. It will really help you get through the process of organizing your own meetup group in your locale. So search for it online, Meetup Organizer Step-by-Step Success Guide, and it's written by our good friend and the head and organizer and founder and the thankless job she has working, doing all this, because it really is a lot of work. Stephanie Inge, and that's I-N-G-E. And I'm never quite sure, Stephanie, if I'm pronouncing your name right. Is it Inge or is it Inge?
And what is the exact name of the book? We had her on to talk about it.
Meetup Organizer Step-by-Step Success Guide. And then that's part of it. Then it's a long title. Then it's,
I'm sure we have her on the site already.
Yeah.
With that book in our seller's bookshelf.
So go into the seller bookshelf on the site. Then you don't have to go on.
And if we don't, it will be on there this morning.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's on there.
Oh, I can't wait for Kelly to come in. We're going to talk about the USPS rates.
Did you change them?
I don't have to change anything.
You don't have to change anything?
No, because I kind of anticipated the rate change for last year when I was listing and kind of worked that into my margin for this year. I kind of knew they would probably go up, so...
Which is very smart.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
what was that?
I have no idea.
Oh, it's my phone. It's telling me it's time to go to eBay Radio.
Oh, well, guess what? You're late.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? I actually should shut this off, right?
There is a special Well, there are two contests going on eBay Radio today.
Two?
One is only for people on the chat room, and I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay.
And the other is The Secret Void.
Oh, The Secret Void will be coming up later. Right. Wait for the duck. Wait for the duck. This segment was brought to you by Smart Gallery from PageMage. Cross-sell exactly what you want. Coming up next, USPS rate changes when we continue with eBay Radio.
TerraPeak.com, the leading provider of eBay Marketplace Intelligence, presents the Pat Investigation. This is e-commerce, a gathering place for people to buy and sell stuff. That's where I come in. I'm John Tuesday. I wear a badge. It was Wednesday, and it was heating up in the e-commerce community. My partner Joe Thursday and I drove to the station to question one of the last people to see a person named Pat who seems to have just disappeared.
He just vanished, I tell you. Bought an antique gold watch on eBay, and he's gone.
Mm-hmm, gold watch.
The guy made a fortune using a thing called TerraPeak.
TerraPeak?
Yeah, TerraPeak, I tell you.
Now, you wait a minute. You come in here telling us that this Pat used this TerraPeak to make his fortune, and he vanished. Well, you listen to me. I've seen his kind. I've seen your kind. He's one of the lucky ones, not like you, not like me.
Oh, but you can too. Just sign up with TerraPeak. You'll see. I tell ya.
eBay sellers know they make more profits every day with TerraPeak. You can too. Sign up today at TerraPeak.com. That's TerraPeak.com.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Do you want-
want to take your online business to the next level? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Every day, thousands of pallets of brand-name merchandise are available at a fraction of wholesale. And no one has a larger selection than Genco Marketplace, America's largest wholesale liquidator. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GENCOMarketplace.com/eBay.
Stitch Labs is inventory management for eBay sellers. With Stitch, staying on top of the not-so-fun stuff has never been easier. It automatically updates your inventory and relists for you. And easy-to-read reports help you know what products to order next. Stitch is easy to use and designed to help you grow. Try Stitch for free today at StitchLabs.com and enter discount code eBayRadio for an extended free trial. Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers.